Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops with John Barry's main theme from Out of Africa, the film, and a real favorite of so many. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, Canadian stage has been a mainstay of the Toronto and Canadian theater scene for decades, and with the pandemic putting a halt to the 2019-2020 season, the company had to bob and weave with the times. And over the last few months, new artistic director Brendan Healy and his team have collaborated with other organizations and artists to create new avenues for the public to experience creative productions, including online visual and audio offerings, dozens, in fact. Today, we got word that Canadian Stage will present a hybrid set of performances for you to enjoy in the months going forward, and that the company has put together a pandemic response that is quite stunning, a big deal for artists in this country. Back on the Oasis, this time by phone, it's Canadian Stage Artistic Director Brendan Healy. Welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. A big day. Tell us in your mind what's at the heart of your announcement today, why this is significant in this moment.
I think that, you know, what we're hoping the season, you know, our announcement today, our fall programming, gives a sense of hope to audiences who are passionate about contemporary performance, but also to artists whose livelihood and entire lives are built around their ability to create and share their work.
Tell us about invest, explore, engage. These are the themes of what we can expect from Canadian Stage going forward. We'll start with invest, because I think it's the cornerstone of what you're doing. You're talking about hope. How are you investing?
So, yeah, so invest, explore, and engage are ways that we're describing the various streams of activities that we'll be undertaking over the next few months. Through sort of the stream of investment, what we're doing is we're providing artists, individual artists and companies, with resources like cash, money, to help them pivot their practices into new performance modalities. We're encouraging them to explore and investigate new technologies and essentially reimagine the ways in which they create and disseminate their work. You know, in the early days of the pandemic, there was a lot of pressure on artists to produce stuff online, many of whom aren't necessarily fully comfortable yet with what the digital sphere can offer them. So these investments are actually encouraging them to investigate, to be rigorous, to question, with not a ton of pressure necessarily to produce.
So these microgrants coming into people's pocketbooks over the next few months. And I would imagine, too, it won't just be a situation for this next year or year and a half. You're actually helping people along as we go well into the future.
I think so. I mean, the pandemic won't last forever, and there will be a time when we'll sort of be back in the theater. However, there's an opportunity here for artists to embrace new technologies and to perhaps discover tools that they haven't had a chance to really look at.
Yeah.
So I think the hope is that this, you know, moving forward, that what they learn influences and improves and expands the tools that they have at their disposal moving forward.
Artistic director Brendan Healy is with me from Canadian Stage, giving us a first glance at the theater company's updated and reimagined 2020-21 season. You're working with these three themes: invest, we just talked about it, explore, engage. What do you mean by explore?
Well, you know, the way we conceived our sort of explore stream of activity is almost like a laboratory where artists can work with us to do really deep, deep dives and experiments into new forms of performance. So one of the activities that we'll be doing through the Explore stream is a residency, an artist residency in virtual reality technology. So artists will be working with someone who is, you know, well-versed in VR, and they'll explore how they can use VR for their own expressive purposes.
Yeah, so we might be enjoying a virtual reality performance like we've never seen before because you've gone ahead and given the technology to people.
That's right.
Maybe for the first time. And Engage, you're going to be bringing us theater come heck or high water here. And you've got already plans for September. Give us a few examples. I know Time for Time as well as Dance in High Park. Very exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, the Engage part of the next few months is really the public-facing elements of our work. So we're going to have outdoor performances, digital performances. We'll have performances over the phone. It's a real myriad of performance experiences. Time for Time is a new work by Marie Chouinard's company, who we've hosted many times, a really fantastic Canadian choreographer. This performance will occur over Zoom. And the audience is actually a co-creator in the choreography. So the audience will be prompting the dancers, who will then interpret these prompts through their bodies and will be creating dance like live in front of the audience watching over Zoom.
And then you're back in High Park.
And then we're back in High Park for September and October. We'll be doing 3 weekends of live dance in the park for a crowd of 100 people. So the very, very small group of people, but
yeah.
We'll have shows every weekend, a variety of companies and dancers. We have Red Sky Performance. We have Dusk Dances that'll be working with us. And these performances are short programs, family-friendly programs. So it's a really great opportunity to take the family out to the park and see some fantastic dance.
And Brendan, we're going to stay in touch with you because not only do you have performances set for October and November, but you're going to be continuing to make announcements because we are on such a precarious time where you have to keep rethinking what you're going to do. There will be updates, so we'll keep up with that. Artistic Director Brendan Healy from Canadian Stage, thank you for sharing this news regarding the upcoming season, and thank you for getting your hands dirty in the name of artistry at what's been a very difficult time. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for the time for the chat.
Very much so. CanadianStage.com for all the details, the new details out today. You are with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, and that is our look at the arts. Let's get to music by Schubert.